Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. 410 DGS. Well, about to make another confession.
Uh-oh.
This is what I do.
Is this in the bathroom?
I have a crush.
Okay.
All right.
On whom?
Are we doing this now? We're letting everybody know?
Buzz? I was just very momentarily.
Yeah.
Fleeting moment.
Uh-huh.
But I'd be lying if I said I wasn't attracted to Andrew Taliban.
Oh, my.
Does it have something to do with his bag of Doritos?
It has everything to do with his bag of Doritos.
I have a way.
Every break, I walk out of the studio,
yeah,
and I walk past the looming, hunched-over figure,
yeah,
of Taliban,
mm-hmm, who is back of intercom,
who is panically trying to minimize whatever,
yeah,
porn is on his,
right,
computer.
Yeah.
So
and
I would
the
I would,
shirt he has on today. It, you can't. Your eyes are,
no,
just pulled.
First,
to,
first of all, do you want to know why I was doing that for real? It's because, so, just like last time, a celebration involving my wife rolled around, I was looking at things. Now, if you go on the Disney Store's website, it's a, what do they call that, a mashed potato? What do they call it when it's just like an everything? What do they
a
call
it? A mixed
that?
Bag?
Evergreen?
No, like mixed, a, yeah, the, I don't know. But it's a,
let's
it's
call
a,
it a mashed potato.
A spud? Okay.
This it's is a, helping my a, crush. I think I'm over you.
They've got everything up there. And so some of it is not really things that you would think that you would walk out and see me just scrolling past on a website or something. And last time when you saw it, you were like, why
so
are you
were frantically trying to close because you were
sweatshirts.
Looking at like a Mickey Mouse blanket?
No, like
oh, can't let anybody
a
see
Mickey
that.
Mouse blanket, yeah, and like, you know, like a little girl sweatshirts or something that you like. Because,
oh,
remember, you saw me looking at him and you were like, you called me in here to answer for it, and I was like, ah, I don't want that heat again. Click.
I remember that.
So,
actually,
just everyone listening, take note. This is how you kill young love.
Just be yourself.
If someone's attracted to you and you're
were
not
you
comfortable with it.
Attracted to him or the Doritos?
Hand the Doritos.
So this is not the first time I've heard this.
This is what got me. I walk out, okay,
mm-hmm,
and looming
I'm
hunched.
Just, like, dreading, yep, whatever this is.
Right.
And he does this. We all know he's effeminate. Was that wrong?
No,
is that politically incorrect?
He has his tendencies.
He has his tendencies. Yes, he's very genteel. He's a bit, mm-hmm, of a dandy. And so he's sitting there, and here's what I see. He reaches in, he pulls out one Dorito with a Willy Wonka flourish. He made a true 360 with his hand, held it out as far as he could from his face, and met it halfway like this. And he very coquettishly eats the Dorito.
Yeah.
And as I walk by, I'm like this. I'm like, my God, I want to have sex.
Yeah.
I'm just like struggling with the fact, yeah, that it was very attractive. Yeah. And, yeah, then I look back at him.
Yes,
wait,
flair
I look
to
back
him
at him. And once the Dorito is gone, he's just back to being him.
Right.
He's just like this.
So this is not the first time I've heard this. Can I see the bag very quickly? So I can't eat the whole Dorito at once. I don't like to do it. And I got to keep it
one kinda, Dorito?
I got to keep it kind of spaced out, especially with this bright blue shirt. So you hold it kind of like this, right? And then, so I've gotten a similar criticism because I'll take one small bite like this.
Yes.
And I'll kind of work it.
You see it?
I did.
I'll kind of, if it's got like a curl one, which I'm almost out because I ate them all. But I'll kind of work it with
he
the tongue
he took the
a
world's
bit
smallest bite, and he's like, and then I have to chew the whole,
yeah,
thing.
It multiplied in his mouth.
I don't take big bites.
Did you just say
I
you
can't
work the curl?
Yeah, I'll work the curl with my
with
tongue
with his tongue.
Bit. Yeah, like snap it off, right, and then kind of. So this is actually not the first time that I've gotten
I'm back
this,
in
this complaint.
It's the work, the curl with the tongue, isn't it?
Yeah,
Dave?
I mean, am I the only one?
I love that he's gotten this before.
Right.
This is a pattern.
He's like, hey, I'm sorry.
I hear it all the time.
I should know
hear
better.
It. I hear it all
I told my wife I'd stop eating Doritos in
it's
public.
It's kind of like an OCD thing because I can't eat a curved. I have to flatten it. So like a little curve here, you got to take it like this and kind of bend it in like that. and kind of clip that off a little bit.
So, okay, if there were a curved Dorito and you were to put it all in your mouth at once, what would it do to you?
I don't like it. It can cut your gums. It can get lodged up in your teeth. There's problems. Huh. It's a safety hazard.
Can hurt your teethers.
It can hurt your teethers, Tony. Yeah.
So you gotta kind of flatten it out. You gotta like that.
Where did you say Ryan was?
Doing the morning show.
No.
Well, that's right.
We gotta get Andrew trained on news.
Doing something important.
You hold your Dorito like Oscar Wilde drinking tea. It's just like so very dainty.
I don't want my fingers to get messy.
My fingies.
I can't have my fingies getting, because then it's going to get on my shirt, and I'll look like a fool.
Yeah, yeah, that's what'll do it.
You manicure your own hands, don't you? You're big into nail.
Yeah, I don't like bad nails. I can't handle.
You carry
them
nail clippers
scratchy.
With you, don't you?
Did
I
you
used to. I don't currently.
By chance,
but.
Buy that shirt at a store called Acres of Daiquiri Ice.
The back is longer than the front. I think it's supposed to be.
What
like
about
that?
The shirt?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. But no, like, I'm particular about my hands, I'm particular about my nails, and
Rach is
like...
right. I didn't even notice it. He took...
It's the smallest bite you've ever seen.
Yeah.
It's a mouse bite.
Suddenly it's falling out of his mouth.
I don't have a big mouth capacity, so I can't take the huge...
We're learning all
stuff.
Sorts of things about you.
But it would seem that you do have a big mouth capacity. So that's confusing.
But see, like this, you can't just put that straight in your mouth.
That'll, do it.
This will hurt you. No,
do it. Do it. Do it.
It'll hurt your teeth.
Take it down.
Ow.
I
don't know.
Here's the other thing.
It won't fit.
You got to make this last, right? This is a quality bag. Doritos
it
are
is.
Delicious.
That was,
so,
it is.
Yeah, it was.
If you take a huge chip and you just beast that thing one after the other, just shuffle them in.
Disrespecting the Rito.
This bag is gone. In like 5 minutes. I've been eating this thing for what, like 2.5 hours?
Oh, yeah.
It has been a while.
No, it's like ASMR, but with
this
snacks.
This is like my whole workday here in this Doritos bag.
Is this what he was like at Lewis and Clark?
No, we didn't give him this kind of platform.
Yeah, Rachel was
we were like, tell right. us about your chip okay. eating habits.
You guys knew better.
Rachel was deplatforming me long before I ever was on this show.
So this, I don't know if I'm the only one excited by this, but another connection on the show, Sue Thomas just told us that the body that was found in her boyfriend's mother's yard in Grafton has been identified as a male, and they're going to bury it. And that Rachel Zimmerman's grandma runs the cemetery.
How bizarre is that?
That's crazy.
By the way, I just got another text that said it could be dated to Civil War era bones.
Whoa.
Wow.
I wonder why. Okay. To me, a shallow grave means either you've killed someone or you just don't have time. So
or, wait, here's my thought. Or, you know, if Uncle Joe or somebody passes away and it's... Maybe it is the Civil War and there's only ladies at home and we think, well, we have to wear these giant skirts. I'm not digging down too far. You just do the best you can do, maybe?
So actually, to be real here for a second, the Alton area is lousy with Civil War bodies that were barely buried because they had that prison
really?
Down there. There's a street right next to my house that's supposedly very haunted because it was a big dumping ground. The prison would get full.
Did it get the reputation for being haunted about the time you moved in?
It was me walking around the street and they're like, oh,
holding a Dorito.
That's an undead ghost.
Wearing
that's
that
a monster.
There's some sort of big gay ghost that lives right down there.
But no, they would get sick at this at that prison where they were overcrowded with people. So they just, when they die, they
look,
just
here he comes.
They just chuck them into the woods. And they just barely get buried by any... I'm being completely serious here.
Chuck them in the woods.
There's like a Civil War jail in Alton that's supposedly really haunted. It's a thing.
Part of why Alton is supposed to be so haunted is because they took bricks from that jail when they tore it down and used
thing,
it to build
chuck them in the
things.
Woods? Is that a thing?
Yeah.
I'm going to assume.
Hand
he's convincing me.
Where did you get the chuck them in the woods
Dorito
thing?
Dust hand to God.
Friend of the show, Troy Taylor, wrote a book that was partially about it.
Called Chuck Them in the Woods?
Chuck Them in the Woods by Troy Taylor.
Sue, are the bones still there as far as you know?
Oh, I didn't. Well, I guess I could ask her.
Were there clothes on the bones?
No. Mm-mm.
So I guess ask that, the bones if
in
they are
the
from.
Dirt, I guess that would decompose pretty quick.
Yeah. And if it was shallow, I would imagine more. What do I know? But
how shallow is
it's
shallow?
It's all very dateline to me. Let me ask her. How shallow.
This is good radio.
Let's get her on the phone. And my grandma.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's get him had a discussion.
Bring the dude in.
Did they get a headstone?
Oh, they'd have to.
No.
The Civil War soldiers? Not if you're chucking them in the woods.
No,
that's
no
you mean this guy.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There wasn't, no.
If that is a Civil War body, I guarantee you that's what happened.
I'm actually a little surprised that they would bury the bones if they can't identify the gentleman. Why not just cremate him?
Well, I mean, I definitely want to be cremated, but probably a lot of people wouldn't.
Yeah.
And so if you don't know about someone.
I think that's the respect. I think it's the respectful
thing.
Why
don't they just chuck them into the road like the bird?
Yeah, right. They'd have to do this.
Chuck them in the woods.
Burial at road.
Is it okay to kill
them? It's fun to make fun of dead soldiers and make jokes.
Well, so I think these were the bad guys, I think. I think it was a Union town, and I think so. I think these were like.
Well, yeah, it's Illinois. It would have been Union.
They're chucking the Confederates into the woods?
Yeah, I think that because they would get. There was some sort of a big sickness. There's also an island out in the Mississippi River that's on, like, in between Alton and Grafton that's on the way that they say is part of the places that you would sort of maroon people who got very sick so that they would stop having this problem at this prison where it was so overcrowded they couldn't get away from each other.
You guys,
super sick and
we're about to solve the case. I just got a text from Big Dave Zimmerman.
Oh, well, no more.
He said he's headed up to Grafton now. He's going to go check out the bones for
us. Nice. Oh, there you go.
All right.
So,
does he know where to go?
Dave Zimmerman can do anything.
I'm going to text him the address.
Okay. Are we considering him a suspect?
Not in this crime.
He's pretty eager to get back to the scene of the crime.
In the crime of stealing my heart, yes. I have
you
a question.
Ever seen him eat a Dorito?
I was down at the riverfront the other day and looking at the barges and all this stuff. The average person, not like a Olympic swimmer, the average person, you put them out in the middle of the Mississippi right by the arch. Do they die or can they make it back to shore? The average person.
It would depend on how deep the undertow is because I hear if your foot
you hear a
hits
lot of
that,
this guy.
If your foot hits that, I'm scared of everything, so I know about ghosts and undertow. I know about all the reasons you shouldn't do every activity.
He's scared to eat a whole Dorito at once. I believe him.
Right.
So I've heard if your foot hits that undertow at the that's sweeping under the river, you just get sucked under and there's no coming back.
I will.
All right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Just about 4:30. Get your tickets to DGS5, which is really coming together and taking shape at the beautiful, acoustically perfect Sheldon Event Center, which is right next door to the Grandel, which is right next door to the Fox, which is right across the street from Powell Hall. Thursday, May 23rd, the Thursday before Memorial Day. I think it's going to be the best one. It's so much fun, and the tickets are only $25. So 971talk.com/DGS Live. Dave Murray joins us by phone today. Hello, Dave.
I'm there.
Are you on special assignment?
No. We just had all of a sudden, I was in on the system, and then it just went busy. So we're not sure what happened. I know it's not my phone line. That's the good news.
Yeah, no.
I'm calling on this phone line.
Not you. So, okay. So today shaped up pretty much like we said.
Yeah, kind of crappy.
Does it clear up tomorrow?
No.
Damn.
Friday. Gorgeous Friday.
Okay.
Can't get rid of the pattern. There's a little wave developing to our south, lower Mississippi Valley. It's going to be close enough to keep the clouds in place, bring some showers. Through Thursday, especially St. Louis south and east, southeast Missouri, southern Illinois will be quite wet tomorrow. And then it should all finally blow by, but then the slop comes back in on Saturday, and then the sun comes back on Sunday. Real seesaw pattern.
Yeah, I know you don't like me to do this, but I'm just looking at my phone, and it's clouds from Saturday through the next Friday.
Well, it's wrong.
Oh, okay, good enough. You ever do this? Like, Phoebe was just down in Destin, so I put Destin on my phone. And you ever, like, open up and you're like, oh, my God, it's going to be 78. Oh, that's Florida. That sucks.
Well, you're asking me. I never use the phone to check the weather.
Never, huh?
Never.
Well, I guess it makes
sense.
Why
would he need
to? Yeah, why would he need to?
Yeah.
He's the chief meteorologist.
But you do really like the Farmer's Almanac, right?
I do like the Almanac, not necessarily for its weather forecast, but I like it for all the other neat stuff in it, the astronomy stuff, the gardening stuff, the recipes, all, you know, just all kinds of neat stuff in there.
Do they do kind of the same thing you do, or is it a completely different system to predict the weather?
I don't know exactly what their system is because they don't talk about it much, but from what I understand, it's designed almost 100% on sunspots. I do include sunspots in my long-range stuff, but not the sole thing.
There you go. Maybe you should do Dave Murray's Almanac.
We back in the 70s and 80s, early 80s, we did have a Dave Murray's Almanac when I was at Channel 5. It was quite successful,
but bring that back.
The internet killed it all. Just killed it all.
Stupid internet.
Yeah.
Well, make a digital version of it. Make it a website.
Make it a phone app.
Dave Murray's Digital Almanac.
Okay, Tony, you put the backing together, and I'll write it.
Done.
Let's go.
Kidding me?
He can code.
Yeah.
This is a piece of cake.
No, I mean money.
Oh.
You don't need, that's the beauty of the internet. You don't need any money. You just post it.
Hey, I'm retired now. You're paying for my time.
All right. This project is over. It was a good run, though.
It was a good run.
Rach, you have a big question?
I do. Today's DGS big question is, if you could strike one song from the record, it's as if it never existed, one song in human existence, you're getting rid of it, what would it be?
Red, Red Wine by UB40.
Never to be heard again.
I will knock over babies to get to whatever is playing that song to make it stop. I'm not even kidding.
Yeah.
I might have 10 listenings of that in me in a row in a room with a knife before I just end it.
People on Twitter, oh, our friend Gabe Pfeiffer, who will be on the Think Tank tomorrow, says, Imagine by John Lennon.
Wow.
That hurts, Gabe.
That does hurt.
The world can do with a little less communist propaganda.
Dang.
Jeez.
There you go.
Relax, brother.
Tune in tomorrow to the Think Tank.
The whole
more.
Think Tank's about Dave and Gabe fighting over the song.
Yeah,
let's
kidding.
Let's go Hanson, Umbop.
Umbop. Yep. I'm going to say, oh, go ahead.
No, you go.
Dibba-ba-dum to Cotton Eye Joe.
Oh.
I've been married long time ago. When you were at a sporting event.
Now, wait a second.
And that song
What's
gets played,
really interesting is that all of these songs we hate are hugely popular.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, it's because you hear them so much.
I freaking hate Cotton Eye Joe. That song.
It's
well, it also
bad.
Brings out the douche. Because then people start dancing and having a hoedown.
They play that at a Cardinal game or a Blues game, and everybody starts...
Right. Right.
Yeehaw!
Gets like, no.
So, Christine Colombo does not exist. You meet your dream woman, gorgeous, smart, billionaire. She takes you to a sporting event. They play Cotton Eye Joe. She starts doing the hoedown. You done?
She's a billionaire.
Billionaire. Tony.
Billionaire?
Billionaire.
Yeah, I can get
through it.
I can get
through that.
So, great.
Getting the lyrics tattooed
what
on
about
my back.
This?
Yeah.
She notices you aren't hoeing down, and she says, Tony, hoe down with me.
I'm not going to hoe down.
You can't do it.
Mm-mm.
She says, good for $1 billion.
Well, it's not, I mean, is she leaving me if I don't hoe down?
Yeah. Dropping
you. I might get left.
She goes to Cotton Eye Joe's conventions.
Ba-da-ba-dum to Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
Oh, that song.
When you make love, she wants you to sing it to her.
Oh. I'll take Red, Red Wine for the rest. If that's the song I have to listen to the rest of my life to get rid of Cotton Eye Joe, I'd do it.
Sue, what do you got?
Cats in the Cradle, hate it. We just played it the other day.
Silver Spoon.
Hate
very
it.
Sad.
Hate it.
I loved that song as a kid. I don't know why. I don't know
you
why.
You were very dark.
I was a weird kid. I'm like, yeah, you should have appreciated your dad more. Mine is Blurred Lines. I've never gotten why people like it.
Well, that's funny.
I just don't think it's catchy at all, but you know, it was the biggest song of 2012 or whenever it was. A lot of people on Twitter are surprising me with Don't Stop Believin'.
I guess I could see
how it would get old. Wonderful Christmas Time is a big one too.
Mm.
A lot of Christmas songs on here.
I also hate Wonderful Tonight.
Oh yeah.
And I have to play it every New Year's in the band, and it just
We got...
Which is basically, like Rage said, like Cats in the Cradle, Wonderful Tonight's just about a guy that gets wasted and his wife doesn't leave him.
He's got a pretty wife.
Yeah.
Got Come On, Eileen.
Oh, yeah.
Got not Mbop, but
Oh, yeah.
By the, Crash Test Dummies.
Crash Test Dummies.
Oh.
American Pie.
Oh, yeah, I don't...
It's hard to get through.
I also loved that as a kid.
I think Glee is to blame for the Don't Stop Believin' hatred. That show just played it over and over and ruined it.
I never watched a minute of that show.
Well,
I bet you're shocked by that.
Smith says, life is a highway. Makes me want to stab my eardrums out.
Oh, nah. Lauren on Twitter says, we built this city.
Oh, yeah.
On rock and roll.
I'm with Lauren on that.
No way. That song is a great song. Nope.
I like it, too.
It's a real divider.
It is a divider.
Yep.
But because music snobs are like, well, they jumped the shark when they...
Well, I don't like the way music snobs talk.
I don't either. I don't either.
You think they talk like that in their general life?
Grace Slick. Yeah. She used to
be
somebody.
I'm going to have an omelet.
Now she's just writing pop songs.
I'm going to have an omelet with cheese.
And then somebody out there is going, yeah, and you're the one ripping Cotton Eye Joe.
That guy talks weird, too.
Yeah, yeah, he
does. Hypocrite.
There are a bunch of speech impediments out there.
Bum-da-bum-da Cotton Eye Joe. What are those first words? I have no idea.
It's just scatting.
Cotton Eye Joe.
Let me see.
Oh, by the way, while we have a lull, you cannot swim across the Mississippi River in St. Louis.
Oh, good to know.
You will die.
Because of the undertow?
Yep. And the current. The current's incredible.
So what would be the strategy? Is there anything you could do? Like, I know, like, for riptides, you're supposed to just let it take you out and then get away from it.
Just try to stay afloat.
Grab a log and hope they get you before New Orleans.
Just try to stay afloat.
Yeah.
Don't try to fight it.
Don't fight the feeling.
Mm.
The first two lines of Cotton Eye Joe are, if it hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, I'd been married a long time ago.
If it hadn't been.
What did Cotton Eye Joe do? What's the song about? I have no idea.
Where did you come from? Where did you go? Hang on. It hadn't been for Cotton Eye Joe, but I'd been married a long... Well, you know, the lyrics don't change much.
No.
It's kind of the same thing.
It's up in the air. It's up for you to interpret what Cotton Eye Joe
is. Is someone in love with Cotton Eye Joe?
I've been married a long time
ago. No, it's four,
where did you come
four
from? Where did
stanzas
you go?
Of that. Oh, here's something.
Where did you come from, Cotton Eye Joe?
Well, murdered my wife. Oh, wow.
He came to town like a midwinter storm. He rode through the field so handsome and so strong.
Oh, he stole the woman.
His eyes... was his tools, and his smile was his gun.
There you go. He stole the man's woman.
I like Badak and Bop to Cotton Eye Joe.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
those are better
words. Yeah. Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
4:45 DGS. Happy Wednesday. We have Paranormal Wednesday coming up in about 15 minutes.
I know all the words.
I can't do that. I have no memory for things like that.
Is it still playing? Overflow population coming through, but it will do. Serve yourself, world service, zone needs, dummies. Messed up.
That sucks.
You shouldn't try to join
mid-chorus
on that song.
Shouldn't brag about something you're not good at.
Rewind it, I'll take it from the top.
No, we've seen through you.
Yep, I lied.
Thanks to Skip Weber Chevrolet, for being the presenting sponsor of DGS5, and my buddy Mike Babcock at the Mike Babcock Insurance Group in Glen Carbon for sponsoring all the music, which I'm really looking forward to.
And I'm going to sing It's the End of the World as We Know It.
Oh, no, I can't let that happen.
To prove.
And I'm going to sing We Built This City.
6 o'clock TV.
Half the people will love it. I hope Wheezy is listening now.
Yeah, me too.
I hope she's like, okay, the guy's not very good in person, but, you know, a lot of creatives are kind of odd, so I'll listen to a show. And then she tuned in, you're like, maybe she heard the Cotton Eye Joe. That was some classic radio.
She's like, he's not very good, but he's better than those other
in
the room.
He's surrounded by some real fools. I have a question. This morning, I was watching this series about Jesus.
Okay.
And this always blows me away. Furniture. Like, Pontius Pilate had a beautiful desk. And I just always think, like, 2,000 years ago, you couldn't make nothing.
Like, sure.
Like, in the 17th century, when, like, the kings had this beyond gorgeous furniture that we don't even have today, I'm like, that's made up. They just had rocks. Am I the only one like that?
No,
I just have no real sense of, like...
Not at all.
You couldn't make that.
How did a man have a suit in 1820?
Well, yeah. I mean, you had to sew your own clothes.
Yeah.
That's why it's so sad what happened with Notre Dame, because it was like, not only is this such a beautiful building, but the effort that went into it. You could recreate something like that now, and it would be impressive, but it would be nowhere near as impressive.
Yeah, generations of people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's someone's life's work.
Even, like, I love old Egypt stuff, and when you see, like, Cleopatra, I mean, that's, what, 23,000 years ago? I'm bad with this.
Mm-hmm.
But they had really nice stuff that doesn't seem possible.
Yep.
Like, you guys had nothing.
The pyramids don't seem possible.
Yeah, good point.
Alien.
Oh, kind of like the arch, do you think the pyramids go way down into the sand?
It's a great question.
I'm assuming yes.
Evidently, they flattened it to such a degree that with modern technology and computers, we couldn't improve on it.
Mm.
Nuts?
Wow, that is nuts.
We'll have to ask during Paranormal Wednesday.
When's that?
In about 10 minutes.
Get out.
The concept of furniture was first developed as early as 3100 BC.
We're going to just call you Sue Google. Sugal.
She's going in.
She's Sugal.
I'm in. They were created for household use made of stone.
How long ago?
BC.
3100 to 2500 BC.
So that's like Cleopatra time. What did they do before that?
They said that wood was not readily available, so they used stone.
Okay.
And it was the Neolithic time period.
All right.
I'm terrible at time period
so
stuff.
So before that, people just sat on logs and they're like, I can't imagine what else we could do with this.
Yeah, I guess.
They probably just sat on the floor of their tent.
Even tents. Like when I watched the movie Noah, which was weird, they had rock guys.
With Russell Crowe.
Yeah, but they had like stuff. How do you have anything?
Mm-mm.
How are you not just handing each other
honey,
dead
don't forget
birds?
The iPad on the arch. On the arc. Sorry.
Nice try.
Could have been funny. But it wasn't.
Hey, at least it didn't fail as bad as Tony trying to sing the
REM
song.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah. Replay that.
What a dummy.
Hey, guys. I know every word. Turn it back up, Rach. The Dairy Queen Smoo. No.
Dumb.
Oh, damn it.
Messed it up.
At least it wasn't as bad as the Michaels live, though. Am I right?
Oh.
Dairy Queen made me think of this. If you could have any food right now, what would it be?
Well, mine's a boring answer because of the diet that I'm on.
No.
Any
diet's
food.
Gone.
Diet's gone.
Yeah, I know, but I still, it's all I can think about. French fries.
I was thinking cheesy fries.
All I can think about is French fries. It's the one thing I've had none of, even on my couple of cheat days that I've done.
Really?
I have
How did you not eat your
had
face off with
French fries?
Fries?
Because the times that I have cheated, I didn't plan on cheating. Something was in front of me, and I was like, you know what?
Off the wagon.
Yep. I'm gonna spoil myself, and never has the French fries been there when that's happened.
Here's a free live endorsement. Castelli's Moonlight, two chicken breasts with the Castelli salad, the toasted raviolis, and Texas sheet cake.
Oh, I love Texas sheet cake.
My grandma, the graveyard manager, makes an amazing
Shut up.
Sheet cake.
It's not possible. You can't do
she
two
makes
things.
It, she actually makes it every year on Thanksgiving, and I usually work on Thanksgiving. The past two Thanksgivings, Andrew and I have done the music show, and I bring him in a plate, like a big plate of it, and he'll eat the whole dang thing.
Wow.
Does your grandma ever make Texas sheet cake, leave it in the middle of the cemetery at midnight?
I was going to say, I bet she feeds it to the zombies.
Yeah, I bet she does. All those shallow grave zombies in Grafton. Sheet cake. Zimmerman.
It's rolling.
Rolling. They're screaming at Grandma Zimmerman, and everyone's like, I don't know what you're talking about. There's no sheet cake coming from there.
Sue, what's your food?
Right now, it would be Ted Drew's.
You're a simple woman.
Yes, I am.
We'd make that happen.
Oh,
I like Postmates that.
I like blueberry banana. I like a blueberry banana concrete.
Rach, I need your help. I signed up for Postmates,
mm-hmm.
and I'm too dumb.
I'll help you.
Okay.
I use it a lot.
So what do they do?
It's like DoorDash, but
oh, they just bring you stuff.
Easier.
They're everywhere, right?
They're everywhere.
Now, will they pick up anything?
No, they have what you can get listed on the app. So you type in your location, and they say, this is what you can pick up, this is what we
can deliver to
you.
Somebody should start one, and there probably is one, that if I said, I want a Big Q foam cup full of Coke Zero with a splash of cherry from QT, that someone would get it.
Yeah, like a personalized.
Yeah. If I will pay you $8 for that, will you bring it to me?
Mm-hmm. You could use TaskRabbit. That's the kind of thing you can ask for anything.
Really?
Yeah, you could say, hey, come over and build this desk for me. And you just pay them what they ask for.
Nice.
Oh, that's
genius.
Have
you ever priced it?
Yeah.
No, because I build my own stuff.
Oh, well.
I'm sure you could put an ad on Craigslist, like, who wants to be my soda runner? I'll give you a $20 bill every time you go and get me a QT foam. I'm trying to solve your problem.
Yeah.
What'd you call that? Task something? I like
task
that.
Rabbit.
Task Rabbit.
Okay. I'm going in.
For TaskRabbit?
I just want to see what all they'll
Soogle. Do. Soogle.
You see the 24-year-old guy win the $786
yes.
million
I've got
bucks.
The story right in front of me. He seems like he has a good head on his shoulders. He says, I'm ready and I know how to say no.
Seemed like a nice guy.
Good for him.
I like the fact that he just said, I'm going to give a portion to charity.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I think I would feel like I had to give you a business plan and like 50% of it's going to charity. I like the fact he just goes, yeah, I'm going to give some to charity too. Good for you.
Mm-hmm. So he's been playing since the day he turned 18 because he felt lucky.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
He just felt like he was going to win.
And you and I have talked about this on the air. I could pass a lie detector test every time.
Every time.
I really feel like I'm going to win.
Wow.
That's why I wait.
Okay, pick it up. Pick it up.
Watch it heal, crush. Uh-oh, this means no fear. Cavalier, renegade, and steer clear. Tournament of
life. Peanut butter, bust a fig. Big wiener. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.